The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
All right, switch, Drew. Come on. Oh, man. What are you guys doing in the freezer? Well, we're going to Green Bay. We got to get ready. Duh.
It's going to be like 40 degrees. Come on. You're going to get pneumonia.
Tonight on Texans Buzz, let's get wacky with Brian Peters.
You walk and you look in the camera and the whole body turns and then you turn like that last.
I turn into it, and then I give him one more look back, and then I go.
And who are these players impersonating?
All right, bud. You don't even know what I'm talking about, bud, but hey.
Texans Buzz starts now. Welcome to Texans Buzz. We've got another great show for you. We are so pumped up about Lambeau Field tomorrow. And you know what, Mark?
What?
I'm not convinced that the freezer won't help all of you all tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be fine. Maybe a little rain, maybe some snow. How about that? That'd
really
be awesome.
I want some snow. I want to wear boots. I want to be cold. I'm going to be in the press box. It really doesn't matter.
Since we're going north, we have a little Canadian theme today. Brian Peters, who played in the CFL, and Christian Covington, who grew up in Canada, they're on the show today, among many other things.
But first, let's get you caught up with everything that happened in the stadium here this week.
Do you remember much about your last trip to Green Bay?
It was cold. It was negative three there, I think.
We know we're in first right now. So we just got to keep people behind us and try to keep getting better, try to keep winning games and stay in first place.
How important is it to get it off of Blueback this week?
It's very important. You know, I've been messing with him for the past 2 weeks now. I was just telling him that, we need him back. You know, nothing is wrong with him.
Trying to get back on track to what we do best and what we know is going to work for this team.
I really could not be more excited for the challenge this week. Going to Lambeau Field, a very difficult place to play on the road.
Romeo, can you talk about Aaron Rodgers, some keys, and trying to at least keep him from going crazy?
I would hope that he would go crazy and then they wouldn't put him on the field, you know?
Aaron Rodgers is one of the most unique quarterbacks, in my opinion, to ever play the game.
Whenever you do get a chance to put your hands on a scrambling quarterback and make him feel your pain for having to run around and chase him, and that's what you lick your chops for right there.
Did you learn a lot from Whitney?
Do I learn a lot from Whitney? Whitney learned a lot from me.
Other way around.
Yeah. No, I'm joking, though. He's a good guy.
DP, I've learned everything I know from you.
That's not sarcasm at all, is it, Mark?
Teeny bit.
You could also learn how to be funny from Jadeveon. He's one funny guy.
You know what else is funny? John Weeks. Actually funny.
He's actually funny. That's not sarcasm either, is it? Well, he sat down with some players for this week's Player Reporter, and we got some impressions.
Go ahead and try to impersonate a teammate, and let's see if I can guess who it is.
I'm not good at that, man.
I'm not good at it.
I'm not good at impressions.
Brian is not good at impressions, but Southern Voices, he is solid.
That's hard.
All right. No impressions. We don't got any impressions. Yeah. Let's cut that. That's a terrible tip. I feel like if you just go grumpy face, you got Leckler.
Of course. Like when he's like...
I would get Shane Leckler right there. I think that was the perfect Shane Leckler.
All right.
He's got one. All right. So this is the very first impersonation that we've gotten today, guys.
Are you ready?
All right, bud. You don't even know what I'm talking about, bud. But, hey, you already know I'm out there routing all the quarters up, bud. Hey, what am I talking about? Who is that?
Okay, that is a solid impression. I'm going to go with Mr. Keith Mumford.
Yes.
Oh, nailed it. Nailed it.
Yeah, you know, what's going on, man? You know, I'm from Memphis.
You can't say where you're from.
Yeah, I mean, that gives it away completely. But it was a good impression. That was very Lonnie. What's up, Lonnie? Corey did a very good impression of you. Solid. You know, if you're going to do it, make it good.
All right, I'm going to try.
Hey, man, how you doing? Oh, good. Like, you good? Oh, yeah, good. Me too. All right, man.
That's bad.
you want to give it one more shot? Same person, or are you changing it up on me?
All right, here's your person.
You got it? Different person.
Seven box. Eight up. Red.
Okay. That is our awesome personal protector on our punt team, Mr. Cormore.
You
nailed it. Great impression, by the way. Do I get a prize for getting the impersonations correct 100%? Do you want to try one of your Southern voices?
I reckon I can do that now, but I don't think.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Rock and roll, razzle dazzle. Who am I impersonating?
Could be me. Here's my impression of TP. Welcome back to Texans Buzz.
When in Texas.
Yeah, he's a good old Houston boy now.
That there's thoroughbred horse right there.
Grew up in Palestine.
He's thoroughbred.
Yes, sir.
And Christian Covington meets our kid reporter. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Ford Studio. We are getting ready for Green Bay, and who better than to get to know other than Brian Peters?
Well, Brian Peters played in the CFL, played in the AFL. He's worked his way up the hard way to the NFL.
Ain't no crying in the life of Brian. Jacked up muscles, they're electrifying. The Gridiron says theater. Meet Mr. Peters. Meet Mr. Peters.
Nice to meet you.
Should I do that again? Because
I don't understand what all this is.
One time you told me if you weren't a football player, you might be into bodybuilding. Like, that might be a career.
Yeah.
Poses. Let's see a few.
Poses?
What are the important ones?
The important ones, obviously, you want to see, like, you want to go tries, then you want to build up the lats into the pecs.
And for those of you who don't know, the tries are triceps, the lats are latissimus dorsi?
Yes.
Okay.
And then when you want to get a little kick when you get around, and bring it.
What's that one? What's that one called?
That's my closer.
That's your closer, okay.
Yeah, that's a fan favorite.
Do you ever do the ravishing Rick Rude where you're like this and then you go like sweat on the ladies?
No, that's not my style. I keep my sweat to myself.
It's all about the baby oil though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You play the piano really well.
I literally have three songs. So, like, if you see me, so I'll play Piano Man, I Believe I Can Fly, and My Heart Will Go On from Titanic. That's all I got.
Okay, now, he says that. Now, Mr. Modesty here, like, those are just, it's like playing chopsticks. You have to have done, like, years worth of piano study to do that.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, growing up, I probably took piano from maybe, like, third grade to sixth grade, something along those lines. Just doing what my mom told me to do. We're just going through my Instagram, huh?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's awesome.
Speaking of Instagram, this guy can jump like a gazelle, like a kangaroo, like Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah, so that's me, Kush, and actually Jadeveon Clowney sitting over there on the ground. And then me and Kush both out-jumped Jadeveon, just for the record, so white man can jump. my Woody Harrelson impression. I think that was 66 that I just didn't clear, but it's just something we were doing in off-season, explosive, and just me and Kush just ended up competing with it and had some fun with it.
And you guys worked out in the off-season a little bit with Adrian Peterson, one of your former teammates.
Yes, sir.
You know, between Canada and here.
He's a strong human being, and then even when I was in Minnesota with the Vikings, we had like a grip contest where most people would hold these grips for anywhere from like 60 to 90 seconds, and he did it for like 2.5 minutes and like just dropped it because he was like, all right, I don't want to play anymore.
And he's from down here in Texas, and you can talk like a Texan,
hey,
can't you?
Hey, Houston boy.
Yeah, he's a good old Houston boy now.
That there's thoroughbred horse right there.
Grew up in Palestine.
He's thoroughbred.
Yes, sir.
Good glutes on that one.
Got on the North 40. What are we going to do next? We're going to rope some cattle?
We can do what we want, boy.
I like it. So you're pretty good at accents, too, huh?
I got Southern, and then I really can't do much else.
Modeling Brian, what's the deal here?
That was just for a little bit of
a scarf.
That's the Saskatchewan Rough Riders logo and some of their gear.
Could you ever do that thing where you're on the runway and you walk and you just look in the camera and your whole body turns and then you turn like that last?
See, like I'd turn into it, and then I give him one more look back, and then I go.
One upper right here. Now we're gonna play a game called Say What.
Say What.
Presented by IW Marks. Cool.
Okay. Say what? Arnold Schwarzenegger medal. He's made a medal.
Terminator.
Canadian guys that ride on the horses.
Hockey. No, Mountie.
Yep. Chicago is famous for this type
Cubs.
Of.
Cubs.
No.
Blackhawks.
No. Baked good with cheese and pepperoni.
Donuts.
Cheese and pepperoni on top.
Oh, pizza.
There you go. Northwestern mascot.
Wildcats.
There we go. Two famous bands when we were kids.
Pearl Jam.
NSYNC and.
Backstreet Boys.
There we go. Our punter.
Shane Leckler.
The Super Bowl trophy for Canadian
Lombardi
football.
Lombardi trophy.
For Canadian football.
Oh, Grey Cup.
There we go. Game with X's and O's.
Tic-tac-toe.
There we go. Chicago's baseball team.
White Sox, Cubs.
North Side Cubs.
Not a two-piece suit, but one more up.
Tuxedo.
No, another
three-piece suit.
There we go.
Overhead press. Work out with a barbell where you press it.
Oh, military press.
I keep saying press.
Brian Peters.
We need more cards.
After watching that Brian Peters interview, I think I want to do all my interviews like that, too.
See, you have that female thing where they put the hand on the hip and they go three-quarter turn. Men, we got nothing. We're just
rookie
boring.
Mistake.
Yeah.
Don't terrible. Do that. You know who's not a rookie? Our kid reporter. And he sat down with Christian Covington this week.
How you doing?
Good.
What's your name?
Jogi.
Jogi, nice to meet you. Christian.
Why did the boy stop using his pencil?
Why?
Because it was pointless.
I like that one.
What do you do when you're bored?
I like to nap. I didn't take advantage of naps when I was a kid, so I like to nap a lot right now.
Yeah, so do I. I'm pretty lazy. What was your favorite cartoon when you were a kid?
That's a tough question. I like so many. Got to go with the classic Looney Tunes. Bugs Bunny.
What's up, Doc?
I don't know if it counts as a cartoon, but I mean, I'm a Power Rangers fan, so I grew up loving that show.
I just watched NFL Network.
They got you hooked on NFL Network already?
Yeah, I watch NFL Network a lot.
All right. We have a little sports analyst right here.
But whenever I watch NFL Network and my little brother comes in, he gets really mad.
You ever throw the remote at him?
Yeah. He wants me to turn on cartoons.
And you just say no, right?
I was like, okay, fine. I'll do it. Because if he doesn't, he'll grab a toy sword and start hitting me.
How does that make you feel?
I don't know. Most of my cousins are girls.
And I bet they annoy you a lot, too.
No, they don't annoy me. And the oldest cousin I have, who's a teenager, doesn't act like a teenager at all.
Really? How's she act?
Yeah. She's just, like, really nice.
CJ Fedorowicz answers fan questions. And check out these custom cleats. Next on Texans Buzz. It's your favorite time of the week again. We get you caught up on everything social media. I'm not sure if you noticed this yet, but if you want to get on likes and stuff, post a picture of your baby. Bernardrick McKinney did so. And here's a picture of Cash, who just turned 3 months old. He's already a social media star with his very own Instagram account, so we'll be following along. If baby Cash is anything like his dad, he definitely won't disappoint on social media. Bernardrick McKinney was at it again, following around Jalen Strong in their latest series.
Look at your bug, like, big eye.
Boy, you can get it.
What? Yes. Oh, y'all gotta... Hey. What are those?
If you like those videos, there's plenty more where they came from. Go check out Bernardrick McKinney's Instagram account. Hilarious stuff. All right, next. Whether it's Throwback Thursday, Wayback Wednesday, or Flashback Friday, we love old school pictures, and a few of the Texans' offensive linemen posted some of their own. Is it still considered a throwback if it's only been a week since you took the picture? Well, in any case, DeAndre Hopkins and Braxton Miller have this picture that Braxton Miller posted. It's from just a week ago. Next, I like this part of our segment, Random Tweets of the Week. Shaquille Rashad doesn't disappoint. He does not like the creepy little wrinkly grapes. And he's not talking about raisins. Jalen Strong got in on this action as well. He laments a simpler time when he didn't have to set an alarm before going to bed. Can't argue with that, Jalen. And you know what else you won't be able to argue with? This week's Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
How fast can you run the 40-yard dash? Can you do it in less than 6.04 seconds? If you can, you're faster than Vince Wilfork. This fan tried it and failed, but he had plenty of excuses, which Vince Wilfork is not accepting. Hey, better luck next time. You've got two more home games to try to beat that time. All right, best of luck. If you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it likes and stuff, and you might see it on here next week.
All right, I have a question. What are those wrinkly little grapes if they're not raisins? You said they weren't raisins.
They're just bad grapes. I don't know if that makes them creepy, though.
Yeah, I didn't know about bad grapes. I'm very freaked out right now.
Don't be freaked out, because we've got CJ Fedorowicz, and he's answering fan questions.
This is from George. What is your favorite food? It's hard to say because my mom lives down here in Houston with me, and everything she makes is amazing. I mean, I love barbecue. I just bought a new grill. She grills chicken, steak, I mean, basically whatever. From Jake, which supervillain would you want to be for a day? I would say the Hulk. I always looked at my dad as being the Hulk because he's always huge. And he got me into working out when I was really young. I love being strong. I love being really fit. From Hannah, which tattoo is your favorite? I have one on my left arm that says family first. It's probably my favorite because my family means everything. From Jill, would you rather be able to fly or breathe underwater? Definitely fly. I mean, being able to go wherever you want. I love traveling, so being able to fly wherever I wanted and go wherever I wanted would be amazing. From Jonathan, what superpower would you like to have? Probably maybe teleporting or being invisible, that'd be pretty cool. I mean, I don't know why it'd be so fun, but I mean, going off the radar and doing whatever you want, people not seeing you.
One question mark.
Yeah.
Is the Hulk a supervillain or a superhero?
He's a superhero. He's not a villain. Come on. I know he scares people. He's not a villain. But you know what I like? His dad was a bodybuilder,
he
right?
He was. Yeah. We've talked about that before.
We got the Canadian theme tied in with Covington and Brian Peters. Then you got the bodybuilder theme tied in. A lot of tie-ins here.
Speaking of ties, shoes have ties. And check out these custom cleats.
Are they called ties, really, or are they laces?
I chose the Ronald McDonald House for my cause. You know, it's something that, you know, I really have a soft spot for in my heart. You know, going back to college, I used to do children's hospital visits. You know, I remember a specific girl. You know, she was 17 years old. She was a senior in high school, and all she wanted to do was go to prom. But instead, she was battling for her life. And, you know, I just have so much respect and appreciation for those parents and those kids who are going through that hard time.
That's your dad's name on your shoes.
Yeah.
Can you tell a little bit about that story?
Oh, yeah. He passed away on April 4th, 2003, and lost a fight with leukemia. So just follow me growing up all the way, just remembering you know, the type of man he was, just following his footsteps. And, you know, get these cleats made, it means a lot. Good thing the NFL is letting us do this.
A lot of guys in here, they got a lot of things they care about, you know, not just football, but personal issues that they've dealt with in life. So, you know, when the NFL gave us this chance to do this, everybody jumped on it.
Yeah, these are nice.
You told them you wanted them?
Yep. They did them exactly how I wanted them. They perfect.
Teens and Texans, coming up. Welcome back. Final segment of Texans Buzz. The Houston Texans Teen Club opened up this week. Mark, you were there.
Yeah, this is awesome. Boys and Girls Clubs of Houston, the Houston Texans Teen Club, first in the nation of its kind. It was a great event.
Greg Mann's here. So, what you did today?
I learned a little bit about fruit pizza. I'm a huge chef, so I got to come here and work in the kitchen. It was a great opportunity to learn. It was a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to beating you in pool a little bit.
I doubt it. You got Clowney? What, the 8? The 6? That's off. I knew it.
How important is the teen club opening for y'all guys?
So it'll bring awareness not only to our community, but also to the members in the community. So I think it's going to be amazing. It's going to be a good impact that we're going to be making.
So, Corey, yeah, you having fun so far?
Yeah, it's fun. It's exciting. I'm loving it.
What you like best about it?
That right there. See that? That's that Madden on the PS4. I like that.
Who's your favorite team?
Houston Texans.
Yeah, good answer.
Mark, do you think these teenagers dream of becoming football players when they grow up?
Of course they do. Clowney was there, Andre Howe, Greg Mantz. They were inspiring kids. They were even doing yoga. That was a little weird. But they dream about being players. You know who else dreams about being a football player?
Who?
That darn dog, Blitz. What's he thinking about this week?
And the 300-pound defensive end, Blitz, saying hello to Aaron Rodgers, takes the snap, and here comes trouble. Blitz sacks Rodgers. There's a lot of bite to that bark.
Mark, it's December. I'm on a hot streak. I got all three games right last week, and I'm in first place.
Yeah, and I'm not, and I'm going to be after this week.
All right, thanks for watching. That's going to do it for our show. We want the Texans to get on a hot streak, too.
Do it at Lambeau. Let's go.
If we want respect, we take it. That's what it is. Win on 1, 2, 3.